One of New Hampshire's most beloved and famous residents is the moose, a giant mammal somehow able to straddle the line between majestic and absurd-looking, what with their big blunt noses and comparatively spindly legs. Beloved or not, moose are not always easy to spot. Our Only in New Hampshire series sets out to answer questions submitted by you to nhpr.org. This one comes from Sean, who asks, where is the best place to look for moose? Producer Taylor Quimby is on the case.
Go to any New Hampshire gift shop and you're bound to find moose plastered on keychains, sweatshirts, shot glasses. But let's face it, they're a little more impressive in person. So it's safe to say you probably see moose in your role.
I do.
Christine Rines is head of the Moose Project at New Hampshire Fish and Game. But it's still a big deal. Like, you still...
Oh, it's always... I mean, are you kidding? I love to see moose and sit and watch them.
She says if you want to see a moose, head up to the northernmost part of the state, in Coos County, find a young, growing patch of recently clear-cut woods, and wait. Could you wait all day and see nothing?
Oh, absolutely. So the first thing you want to do is see if there are fresh tracks and droppings, and then you want to be there primarily at dusk and dawn.
Now, if crouching in a clear cut, being eaten alive by mosquitoes, isn't your idea of a day well spent, you could also head towards the Whites, to Bear Notch Road, off the Kankamagus Highway. That's where Christine tells me you'll find a moose lick.
Is a moose lick like a, is that the name for a place that moose like to hang out?
Well, you know, we use a lot of road salt on our roads in the wintertime, and it washes off the roads and accumulates in the dirt. Moose find these areas and use them as an important source of sodium.
Christine says those side-of-the-road salt licks are a pretty good bet from June through August. But if you really want to up your chances, you'll probably need to get out of the car.
I always suggest everybody, if you want to see wild game, you just got to get out and walk.
Keith Robarge is a wildlife guide with Northern New Hampshire Guide Services.
Cows do that to get the bulls to come in.
Which means he's got his work cut out for him. New Hampshire's moose hunt starts on October 21st. Fish and Game only issued 51 permits this year, down from 72 in 2016.
You know, it changes all the time. New Hampshire still has, I believe, a very healthy moose population. It's just you have to work a lot harder for it. There's no more driving up the road and looking off to the side.
Dennis Witcher is another hunting guide. He says he's mostly given up work with moose clients in favor of guiding elk and duck hunts in other parts of the country. Like the others, he says the days of craning out your car window are mostly over.
Yeah, you used to be able to drive the roads and see 20 or 30 a day. Now, if you go, you know, I go in the backwoods, climb the mountains, you can see 10 moose a day if you walk, you know, 5 to 8 miles a day.
What Keith calls a healthy population is officially on the decline. I asked Christine Rines at Fish and Game whether the hunt has anything to do with that downward trend. She says no. The real culprit is climate. Warm winters have brought twin threats for moose. Less snow means more ticks, which are especially tough on calves. Less snow also means white-tailed deer are ranging further north, and they've infected moose with a parasite called brainworm. Harmless to deer, but fatal to moose.
All of the best information we have, the best scientific information, is telling us that we're going to be eventually like West Virginia, and moose can't survive in that kind of climate.
If the future of New Hampshire moose is very uncertain, what does that say to you in terms of the fact that we also have it as a kind of symbol of a part of our identity as a state and as a region?
Well, I grew up in New Hampshire, and so did my parents, and so did their parents before them, and you know, the way New Hampshire is going to look is going to be so different. Maple trees, they won't be doing very well. Our state bird will probably no longer be here. So it breaks my heart.
For now, though, there's still plenty of moose and maple trees in New Hampshire's gift shops, and some in the woods, if you're willing to search and wait. For Only in New Hampshire, I'm Taylor Quimby.